Hey everybody, I'm Angela Belt and welcome back to the Mood Board Podcast. I want to thank everyone for being patient with me. I had my son this past fall and woo, is it a difference having two kids and really starting back at ground zero with a whole bunch of lack of sleep. So I'm really excited to be back at the mic talking about what I love to talk about most, interior design. And couldn't be doing it better than the first day of Black History Month, season 5, talking with interior designer Joy Williams of Joyful Design Studio. I have been a big fan of Joy's work for a while, and I've always wanted to have her come on the show. And so I was really excited to talk to her and really learn how has she been able to have her business thrive during really what we're all calling now the new normal, with manufacturing delays, travel plans always being canceled or changed is kind of now commonplace. I want to know how has she been able to pivot and grow her business. Secondly, I was really excited because Joy has some really great interior design projects that she's worked on in the past year that are going to be in the Lux Magazine Reader's Choice Awards this year. And so I want to know how listeners could vote and support her. We'll talk more about those details throughout the show. Many people have been asking me, how can they support my business? And let me tell you, if you're listening to this podcast, you are already on the right path, so just make sure that you subscribe and share it with your friends and family. But a second thing you can do is sign up for my Skillshare class, The Art of Styling Your Room, How to Create a Mood Board. In less than 15 minutes, you will have all the tools you need to begin to design your dream space. I will also provide feedback on Skillshare and share students' work on my Instagram feed. So on that note, let's get started with the show. Well, good afternoon, Joy Williams. I'm so excited for you to be coming on the Mood Board Podcast. As I shared with you before, I am a huge fan of your work, and I really wanted to have you on the podcast to talk about what you've been up to. I feel like this past year, you have been very busy, lots of projects, lots of things going on, and so I really wanted to dig into what's going on with you right now.
Good morning, Angela. Thank you so very much for having me. I'm so excited and honored to be on the podcast. So I appreciate you inviting me. I'm just thrilled to be here with you.
All right, Joy. So we're going to dig into it. For first-time listeners who don't know anything about Joyful Design Studio, all of that, how would you really describe your business?
Oh, we're a small boutique firm based in Chicago and Augusta, Georgia. So we have two offices, but we do projects nationally. I describe our style as artistically eclectic. We tend to do a hodgepodge of bold, meaningful spaces that, you know, stand out and that are unique. So we do a little bit of everything with residential interiors.
And I did mean to ask this before too, what is the connection really between Chicago and Georgia? Like, how do those two marry together in your life?
Right. I'm from Chicago originally, it's my hometown, but my best friend, her parents have been in Georgia for the last 20, 30 years. Hmm. And so I've been going back and forth visiting her there because she's contemplating moving there as, you know, retirement purposes. So yeah. Me and my fiance, we just went and took a look and we liked it and we need someplace warm to go. Chicago is very cold. We need warmth.
Yeah, you're like, we can't do this all the time.
Right. So we needed a second place that we could kind of visit and, you know, just kind of when it's winter here, it's summer there, or at least warmer. So at least we can go there part of the year.
Joy, I love this idea. I'm in Connecticut. And so we have family that's in Georgia and we have visited them in the winter. And I was like, oh, we need to do this more often.
Yes.
And they have some big, beautiful houses to work with.
They do. And I mean, like right now, it's probably about 50 degrees, 40. But here it's negative. So it's the heat wave there.
So let's dig into what would be the best way, I think, to really describe your aesthetic. Like, what's joy?
My personal aesthetic, and I kind of try to shy away from describing that for the most part, because I like to work with clients and figure out their aesthetic. People mostly come to me for bold design, with a little bit of whimsy. I do Afrocentric. If it's related to my culture, you'll see lots of references to that. If it's someone else's culture, I can reference your culture as well. But I do like to make that a good part of my design aesthetic. I do a lot of art. I do bold colors. I can do quiet, tamer colors, maybe beige or gray. But I like brighter colors. So usually when people come to me, they want something a little bit funkier.
Yeah, I agree. But sometimes it is like, it is fun sometimes to tap into the calm, just a lot of the texture play and a lot of editing.
That's right. I love like when it's calmer, you know, more lighter colors, I tend to play into texture, which is fun too.
Yeah, I agree. It's a challenge. It's a home I'd love to live in. Probably will never happen with my family, but it's a fantasy. Maybe a second or third home one day, Joy.
Yes. I like it on vacation.
Yeah, absolutely. So in a year where so many designers, honestly, have had to pivot in the interior design industry due to manufacturing delays, just not being able to get to travel as much as I think interior designers are used to, I feel like you have managed to find a way to really move forward. And just the new normal, uncharted waters, how have you been able to make it work?
Yeah, you're right, Angela. This is the new normal. I mean, lead times are still longer and getting longer by the day. And it's just something that we have to deal with. What I've tried to do and tap into is sourcing, which designers have caught on and are doing that too, sourcing vintage. Recovering items that are high quality, but just need a different look. I also tap into local artisans and furniture makers. I did that quite a bit last year, and I plan to do more of it this year. So that's where I try to kind of distinguish not only our brand and style and aesthetic, but also I love, you know, the local makers. I love what they can do. And so I try to tap into that and support the local economy.
Yeah. And I do think that is for, you know, a lot of listeners. I think if you have been feeling frustrated and you're going, I want stuff, I can't get it, it's backordered, it is worth taking the time to go through and looking at what are some of the local vintage shops in your area. You know, I know, Joy, you had mentioned even earlier doing estate sales, really tapping into some different things that actually can be really a lot of fun, kind of take you out of your comfort zone, and you can find some real gems out there when you're going shopping.
That's right. I tapped into a couple of estate sales this summer, got some really great finds that I have not placed with clients because I really coveted them for myself. But, but yeah, I think that that is a great thing to do. I think, you know, yes, you can't necessarily furnish a whole home within 6 months with all vintage furniture. Of, you know, because you may not like everything. It's not just to get it furnished, it's to get a space that you love and enjoy. But I think that certain pieces, you can definitely tap into the vintage market and see what's available.
Yeah, I find even myself this summer, kind of working on our house, I ended up having three dining tables. Again, I only needed one. I'm down to two. Okay. Being like, maybe I'll need it. I don't want to get rid of it. So I do kind of feel like even now, some of the vintage pieces I have that I'm like, oh, I'm not using right now, I'm kind of holding them a little tight because I'm like, I don't know, a future project could use them. Maybe I'll move things around, but I don't know. Those are my precious babies. I'm like, I can't let them go.
You're so right. I think a lot of people are kind of hoarding. Because we're like, you know, I might need this piece when the client doesn't have a piece, or the client is waiting on a piece, I can let them borrow it.
Yes.
So that's happening a lot too, where designers are lending furniture just to hold a space until the actual customized piece comes. So that's very true. They're hoarding.
So I also wanted to talk about, I know that you went to High Point Market last fall, when I feel like a lot of us wanted to get out there, wanted to travel, and just kept getting grounded. And so I wanted to know, when you went to market, what were some trends that you ended up finding along the way?
Well, one thing we kind of just hit on, like heritage quality furniture. And I say that because that's a buzzword now, but when I went to market, that was very much on play.
Yeah.
You know, I was working market mostly doing tours and visiting furniture manufacturers. And of course it is work. You also get to see your friends, but I think what I appreciated is just to see kind of how things are made, you know, to talk to the manufacturers about what kind of things that they were seeing, that people were going more towards custom and just waiting it out.
Yeah.
And so I think, as long as it's quality made, I think that's what people are going towards, to get away from the fast furniture, throwaway furniture, as I like to call it. I think that people want things that last and that are unique to their homes. And they don't want to see their sofa in everyone else's home. So I think that was a big trend. I think large scale lighting, if that wasn't evident last spring, it definitely was evident by the fall that is a big trend. And I think darker woods too, like darker rattan, darker woods, woven furniture. We're getting away from some of the lighter colored furniture. So I think those were big trends that I saw.
And I think one of the things, because I know we have some listeners who may be like, what does that mean for heritage quality furniture? How would you define that?
I would define that as a piece that say it's a sofa, you want something that is well-made that will last you beyond the 5 to maybe 7 year time period. And you want something that's sustainable. I think that's big in how we furnish our homes now. We want sustainability. We want to stop, you know, causing damage to the planet. We want things that kind of last longer than the normal use cycle that we've been kind of lulled into these last 10, 20 years.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's something that you can get if you go through a designer and get it customized. They can talk to you about the kiln dried wood. They can talk to you about how things are made and why you should be buying this version of a sofa that you love versus one that may be 10 times cheaper.
Right. Yeah. And how long, and why it will last longer as well.
Right.
So one of the other things I wanted to talk about, because you've been very busy, you have had quite a few projects that are going to be in the Lux Red Awards. And listeners, everyone can vote on this as well. So I wanted you to tell us a little bit about, what are the Lux Red Awards and what are the projects you're working on?
Oh, fantastic. Thank you so much for mentioning that. We're so excited that we have 4 entries into the Lux Red Awards. RED stands for Residential Excellence in Design. And it's basically awards by Lux Magazine. And you can enter if you're a designer, an architect, a product manufacturer, furniture designer. And so they give you these awards. This is the Reader's Choice Awards, where you can vote. The public can vote for our firm. For our designs. Again, we're in 4 categories. We're in the bath design category, we're in the interior design category, the wow factor room, that's this room that I'm in now, we're in that category, and we're in the furniture design category or product design category. And so you have entries from the best and the brightest in furniture design, interior design, bath design, product design all over the country. Landscape too. Landscape design is also part of this award season. So we're excited to be an entrant. We're excited to have 4 entries. You can vote for us if you go to Our Instagram page, the link is in bio, Joyful Design Studio, or you can go to our website and vote there, joyfuldesignsllc.com, and let us know what you think. We're excited. Thank you for mentioning it.
Absolutely. And so everybody, I'll also make sure to have links to all of that on my site as well. And we can vote until February 4th. And we can vote once a day as well.
Yes, you can vote every 24 hours until February 4th. This is the last week. Again, it's the Lux Red Awards. It's the Reader's Choice Edition.
Perfect. All right. So on that note, we are going to switch gears and go to the interior design game, Love It or Hate It and Why. And so I actually pulled some trends from House Beautiful. And these are all predictions of things that'll be huge for 2022. And I wanted to get your thoughts on a few of them. So the first one is more vintage than ever.
Love it. I think that they're exactly right. I think that people are kind of tired of waiting for furniture pieces, custom pieces, although they're willing to wait, which is great for us. They're willing to wait. But I think vintage is just, it's going to go, you know, to the moon and back this year.
Yeah, I 100% agree with that. The next one is textured fabrics, really leaning into that.
Oh, that is like delicious, like design deliciousness, I think. So I love textiles, period. But texture on textiles is even more of my thing. So I think that that is definitely a love it.
Creating more versatile spaces in the home.
Yeah, I think flex spaces are definitely on trend. I love the trend. This space is an office as well as what I call an imbibing space. So we kind of come here at the end of the day and we have a bar and we have a little sip. So
I told you, I'm so jealous of that space. I need to add one of those into my home somewhere.
Yes. It can just be a shelf.
That's
just
fine.
Having a shelf.
Exactly. This is my imbibing shelfie. We're good. And then how do you feel about more houseplants? Is there ever too many for you?
I don't think that there are too many. I think that one good thing about plants is I like plants that flower. Okay. So I don't think you can have too many of those. And I love orchids. So you'll see those in my spaces all the time. So no, you can't have too many.
Okay. And I have shared this before as well. I have a black thumb. We did a podcast not long ago with Hilton Carter, and I just told him I'm a murderer with plants. So I am team mixing faux with real, managing what you can to get the look. But don't waste your money, because I do it every year and I just kill so many. It's just not worth it anymore.
I'm not opposed to faux. Not opposed to faux, but faux can be expensive.
Yes. Yes, it can add up. So make sure if you're doing that, like make sure it gets seen. Like,
yes.
It's worth the investment to do it.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, my last one for you, Joy, is mixing dark and earthy tones in a space.
Yeah, I'm trying to do a room now where I'm mixing dark and earthy tones. It's using green, which I don't use a lot of the color green in my designs, but I'm testing that. I just don't know in the spring if I would like it as much. The earthiness, not the darkness, but it's the earthiness.
Yeah, my fear is, does it all look kind of muddy? Does it feel fresh?
Yes. So I'm on the fence. Like I live in a, and you do too, in a cold environment where, you know, there's a moment for that briefly in the winter.
Yeah.
But do you want to live in that all year?
No.
So I'm not really sure.
All right, Joy. Well, that is our interview. Thank you so much for coming on the Mood Board podcast. And I'm really excited to promote these Lux Red Awards. And I hope you win in as many categories as possible.
Thank you so much, Angela. I so appreciate it. Thank you for having me. I'm so honored. And I hope to see you one day soon in person.
I know, in real life, because I will absolutely escape. Chicago in the summer, I love. I'm like, so I could see being there for that.
come on down or across.
Yeah, exactly. Come on across. Well, thank you so much for listening to that show, and I hope you got some great ideas of how you continue to stay into the interior design business and even grow your business after listening to Joy in our conversation. Also, don't forget to vote for Joy's work at the Lux Reader's Choice Awards. You can vote at her website, joyfuldesignstudios.com, or my website, angelabelt.com, under the Mood Board Podcast. She is in four categories: the Wow Factor Room, Furniture Design, Interior Design, and Bath Design. The deadline is this February 4th, and you can vote every 24 hours. I want to thank everyone who has continued to support this show. We are now over 10,000 listeners. We are in over 20 different countries, and I'm just really thrilled and just thankful for all of the support. Remember to not only listen, but subscribe and share with your friends and family. All right, bye-bye.